Love Talk Radio.
I seek to glorify His name. Seek to glorify His name. I seek to glorify Thy name, I say, Lord. Seek to glorify His name. Those who are prosperous, good things. Put the word for a praise, glorify me. I'm doing all that is in some buckets of my life. We got to do that stuff. Glorify me. I came to glorify me. I came to glorify.
Exalt her and she shall promote thee
She shall bring you to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. King Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs, and he wrote Ecclesiastes, and then wrote the Song of Solomon, three books he wrote. And there's so much in there. King David has lived his life, and he has gone to glory. And now Solomon is the next king. He came in when he was very, very young. He didn't know much. And so he made a sacrifice at Gibeon, 1,000 bones of your past sacrificially unto God at Gibeon. And after that, the same day, he had a dream, same night. And in that dream, God spoke to him. Say, Solomon, what do you really want? What do you really need in this life? What are your goals? What are your aims? What do you want? What's your reason? Solomon opened up and spoke to God. Said, God, you know, my father David has gone to be with you, and I'm now the king. I really don't know much, but I want you to grant me an understanding heart, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for me to be able to lead your people in the right way. I want to be able to lead your people. So that was the prayer of King Solomon. Okay, verses 1 to 15, Solomon prayed that prayer in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. And that prayer pleased God. Bible says that the prayer pleased God, the prayer of King Solomon. God was very pleased because God was even asking Solomon, Solomon, did you ask for the life of your enemy? Did you ask him for physical things and other things and riches and wealth and honor and gold and silver? Solomon, would you ask for those things? Solomon said, no. Right now, those things are not important to me. I just need to have spiritual gifts, spiritual talent, wisdom, knowledge, discernment, ability to lead people right to. So let's define the word wisdom. The word wisdom means to have sense, to have wisdom to be able to design good from evil, to know what to do, when to do it, and how best to do it. See? And if you look at the scripture, wisdom was personalized. It was made a person. If you look at that Proverbs chapter 4, which we read, then the Bible says Jesus is the wisdom of God. Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. When you receive Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart, you are receiving the wisdom of God. Of course, it's there in the scripture. Look at it. Yes, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God. Because wisdom was personalized. If you look at the Proverbs chapter 4, which we read from verse 5 to 9, wisdom was personalized. I think it's human being. And of course, it's a human being. But look at it here. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, says Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. So when you receive Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart, into your soul, you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are receiving the wisdom of God into your life. Because if Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God, and then you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord, as you open your heart, let Jesus come in and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Let Jesus be your Lord and Savior. Let him be your master. Let him be your teacher. Let him be your father. Let Jesus be everything to you. When you have Christ in you, then you have the wisdom of God. Because look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. Say, Christ is the wisdom of God. The gift of Christ is the wisdom of God. So when you receive the gift of Christ, you are receiving the wisdom of God. I pity people who need that. Let me tell you this. The worst thing you can do to yourself, judge Jesus Christ for being Lord and Savior of your life. It is the worst thing you can do to yourself. Because when you reject Jesus Christ, you have stopped yourself up. When you say you don't need Jesus Christ, you don't want to have him, you don't want to do anything with him, you don't want to relate with him, you not come into your life, into your heart, and live in you, then you have lost glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Yes. Thank God. President Joe Biden just appeared. God bless you, President Joe Biden. May God give you wisdom to lead people. Yes, President Joe Biden, our president. God bless you. Thank you so much. God grant you wisdom to lead the nation, to lead the people. Wisdom of God, we need the wisdom of God. Solomon was a king, and he couldn't be a king without the wisdom of God. Because you need wisdom to be able to lead, to be able to direct the people, to be able to show them the way. You need wisdom of God to be able to do all that. And you can see that the wisdom was tested. After God answered that prayer, God granted Solomon the wisdom. God was surprised. God was saying, look, Solomon, I'm not only giving you wisdom, knowledge, understanding. I'm giving you even riches and wealth and glory and favor and gold and everything you didn't ask for. I'm adding all to it. Knowledge, understanding, those are spiritual gifts. Solomon asked for spiritual gifts, and then God answered and gave him those gifts, and then he added even riches and wealth and honor and glory, all the things that Solomon didn't ask, added all. Which means this prayer of Solomon is the rightful prayer to pray. This prayer of King Solomon is the rightful prayer to pray. You find that prayer in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. He didn't ask for the life of his enemy. He didn't ask for other things. He just said the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. He just said the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. So Solomon, in that prayer, he sought spiritual things first. Spiritual things first. He gives on the faith, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding. Spiritual gifts. He sought spiritual gifts first. And then every other thing was added. He gave first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all other things shall be added unto you. Most of the time, people seek everything. They seek every other thing before they come and seek God. And they miss it. They miss it. They talk every other thing before they remember to seek God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all other things shall be added unto you. How can you lead people without wisdom? There is wisdom to lead. Even as preachers, pastors, evangelists, ministers of God, bishops, archbishops, popes, cardinals, and missionaries, and church workers, government workers, everybody, businessmen, in every field, husbands and wives, we need wisdom. We need wisdom to handle situations because the test will come. And of course, After Solomon had that dream, and God imparted wisdom to Solomon in that dream, God imparted it to him, the test came. What was the test? Two women said they owned the same child. Yes. I dare it in the first king. Two women said they owned the same child. And they will want the child to be cut into two pieces, one half to the and one half to the other. So what happened to the other child? Say the child is done or dead or something, but it became just one child between two women. The argument was really tough. The argument was really tough. And everybody sat down in the king's valley. They wanted to see how Solomon will handle the situation. How will you handle this situation? Two women are coming out to say that they owe the same child. How are you going to handle this without the wisdom of God? And so everybody sat down. We were looking at Solomon and the two women and the little child between them. And everybody wanted to know how Solomon is going to act, you know, to handle the situation. If you really have wisdom, we know now, if you really have wisdom, Solomon, this is the test. And so wisdom began to play in the head of Solomon. Wisdom, and God has already granted him wisdom, so wisdom was speaking to him. So Solomon said, "Where are my security men? I want two ties and cut this tie in two halves. One half to this woman and one half to the other woman. And one of the women was very excited. He was very excited. You know, was very excited. Yes, instead of cutting tie into pieces, let me have one part and then I have the other part. One of the women was really excited that the tie was going to be cut into half. And then she was going to have one half of the tie and the other woman would go half of the tie. Yes, nothing like that. Then the real woman who owned the child, who owned the baby, she screamed out, oh no, please, don't cut my baby into half. Please, Solomon, don't cut my baby into half. I don't want this child to be cut into half, child alone. Then the whole congregation said, this is the true mother of child. Mother. There's no mother who would say, go and cut the child into half. Let the other woman take one half and let this woman take one half. There's no mother who will do that. And so that woman left, you know, ashamed of herself. She's not a real mother. A real mother will not say, cut my child in two pieces. Let me take one half of the child and give the other half to the other people. Oh, no. A mother will not do that. So King Solomon says, take everything up to the child. He is the real mother of the child. This mother who says, don't cut the child in pieces. Don't cut it in half. Leave the child. Leave that baby alone. Please don't cut that child. Don't do that. That is free mother of child. The one who said, call the baby into half. But disappointed. God will make you have sense to make the rightful decision, the rightful planning, the rightful thing to do, the right step to take, the right things to do. We so give you thanks and thank you. Lord, the ability to make the right choices, take the right steps, you know, and wisdom is needed in every, whether you are a student, whether you are a worker, whether you are a businessman, whether you are a leader, but yet Solomon was the president, was a king of a nation. He needed it more. He needed it more because how will you lead a nation, a country of so many people, millions of people, how can you lead? I see many people running to go and become president. I laugh at them. They are all crazy trying to become president. They just want to go there and do all kind of things. See, you need the wisdom of God to be able to lead people in the rightful way, to make the rightful decision, make the right step, and do the right thing. So, this is very important. Even in your education, in your studies, in your house, in your home, in your family, wisdom to lead the house. Because it's not for the whole. The family. Before the general public. The church is not just the outside. It's not just the outside. The church is first of all husband, wife, and children. And then before we went out to join the main church. So there is wisdom to even lead that house. That house of husband, wife, and children, you will still need wisdom to be able to handle issues and handle things. Very important. And then even leading the church, you still need wisdom to lead the church. Wisdom to handle the church. Yeah, Brother Judah, where are we? Bless you. Oshekure. How are you doing? God bless you. Everybody is welcome. Henry Tudo and all the rest of them. God bless you all. You are welcome in Jesus' name. Yes. Even in business, your job, and everything you are doing, we still need wisdom to know what to do, what steps to take, the decisions to make, how to move on. You know, at family level, we need wisdom at the home, at our business places, our job. We need wisdom to lead, wisdom to even do exams and pass exams and have degrees and go to universities and do masters and PhDs and all these things. And we need wisdom to be able to go through all this stuff. Wisdom of God, very, very important. Actually, wisdom and knowledge are tied up together. They those two words are used interchangeably. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. That's Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Verse 7. Say the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. You must have the fear of God for you to have one. The fear of God, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But the word wisdom and knowledge are used together because they are tied up. Those two things are tied up. Wisdom, knowledge. Then the third one is understanding. They give to thy servant, because that was how Solomon prayed the prayer. The Lord, give to thy servant an understanding heart. That's how Solomon prayed. They give me an understanding heart, that I will be able to know from it. The wisdom for leadership. Very important. Which means wisdom is required. So even lead, to be a leader, wisdom is required. A lot of people run, they want to become president. I'm looking at them. Yes, wisdom to lead. Yes. May God grant our president wisdom. Yes. Thank God, President Biden and King. You know, God grant the wisdom. knowledge, understanding, be able to take the right decision, to take the right step and lead the nation in the rightful way. You know, you can't just run around telling people you want to be president. It's not enough to just need to ask God for wisdom. You need to ask God, like in Solomon, you need to ask God to give you wisdom, understanding, knowledge, to be able to lead the nation, way of righteousness, way of God, peaceful way, and joyful people. The Bible says when the righteous rule, the people are happy. When the righteous rule, the people are happy. But when the wicked rule, the people are sad, are angry. See? They coup d'etat. They use coup d'etat. They use guns. Overthrow people, overthrow and enter and start ruling and becoming president and heads of state. That happened in Africa enough. In Africa where I come from. The coup d'etat, coup upon coup. So the wrong people move into power because they have the guns to terrify people and push people out of the place and then take over government and so on and so forth. So the wrong people can be there too. So the Bible says, when the righteous rule, the people are happy. But when the wicked rule, the people are not happy anymore. Thank God, by the grace of God, we're not going to have wicked people ruling us. We're not going to have criminals. Criminals. Everybody is shouting, criminals, criminals. Criminals want to rule. Who are there to go there? You know? And when the righteous rule, the people are happy. See? The wicked people will not come in here. In the name of Jesus Christ. The wicked people will not come in here. In the name of Jesus Christ. The wicked will not rule over us. God will put his own people right there. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Then he says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, does anyone lack wisdom? God that giveth to all men liberally. James chapter 1, verse 5. Does anyone lack wisdom? Does any boy, any girl, any man, any woman, does anyone lack wisdom? Let him ask of God who giveth to all men liberally. God gives everyone liberally. God is very willing to impart that spirit, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, a retentive memory, an excellent spirit. That was the spirit that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had. No, they became more excellent. In fact, we say that Solomon became more excellent than all the kings of the earth. And the kings of the earth, they traveled to go and meet Solomon. They want to hear him speak. They want to hear King Solomon speak proverbs and words of wisdom. So the kings of the earth, the various kings of the earth, they will travel to go and meet King Solomon. It's the king who has wisdom. There is a king who God gave wisdom. Let us go and listen to him. So he ruled the world. But Solomon ruled the world of his day. Because in many places, if I was the richest man, God just gave him everything. Because of that simple prayer. The Lord, I want to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be able to lead your people. God was very happy. Bible says, and that prayer pleased God. That prayer of King Solomon, in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 1 to 16, Bible says that prayer pleased God. Little things please God. Little things like this can please God. Just that. What did David do? He was just praising God with his heart. God is not complicated. God is not complicated. What did David do? He was just praising God and worshiping God with his heart. Far away in the desert. Just taking care of his father's sheep. When God visited him, let's say, Solomon has prayed a simple prayer. A simple prayer. And the Bible says that God was very happy. God was very happy. Not only did God give him wisdom and understanding, God gave him every other thing that he would really ask. Then we pray the Solomon type of prayer. Yes. Then we pray the Solomon type of prayer. Very, very important. You know, some prayer, they don't pass this feeling. Some go anywhere. But there are prayers that are acceptable by God Almighty. There are prayers that pray and heaven will rejoice. You know, so these are very important things. I'm telling you, if you lack wisdom, let him ask God who giveth to all men wisdom. Yeah, we know, ask God who gives to all. God gives to all. God is very willing to give it. God is not selfish and greedy. He is very willing to give it up. But you need to ask. You need to ask. And if you look at the way Solomon asked, he wasn't asked. You look at that prayer in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 1 to 15, when Solomon had the divine encounter, divine visitation from heaven. What Solomon was asking was not really just for me. That's not what he was doing. Solomon was not asking just for me. Give me this. No. Because give me an understanding heart that I will be able to lead your people. Right? It was a selfless prayer. It was not selfish at all. It was not selfish at all. That I will be able to lead your people. Right? I will be able to understand. Know what to do. What steps to take. You know, and the Bible says that God was very happy. God was very pleased. That's it. God was very happy. And God did everything, even the things he didn't ask, God did ask for. May that be your prayer. In the name of Jesus. May you win the heart of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rabbi Christ. Hey, brother. Yes. We are going to pray right now. There's still one more scripture here in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 16 to 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, you know, King Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes, and then he wrote Proverbs, and then he wrote the Songs of Solomon. He wrote three books of Bible. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 16 to 18, says, better than weapons of war. Wisdom is better than silver and gold. Wisdom is better than this. Wisdom is better than that. And then I say, wisdom is better than weapons of war. Now, when David faced Goliath, here was the story, 1 Samuel chapter 17. It was not weapons of war David was used. It was the wisdom of God. Because they gave him weapons. King Saul gave David weapons. For a fight. David said, I'm not you. I've conquered bears. I've conquered lions. Yes. I don't use them. Then he used God. Then wisdom began to play. Wisdom began to play. Maybe speak five stones. J-E-S-U-S. Every name must bow of things in heaven, things on earth. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And then the stone is the stone that was rejected, the stone that was caught with that hand, the stone, by Goliath's head. And Goliath has replied to everyone on this prayer line that every power that is working against us must crumble wherever they are, every power. Principalities of power, spiritual wickedness in high place. Every power that God did not plan against us, they crumble at the mention of the name of Jesus. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Wisdom is better than weapons Beloved, there is one thing you know to be right now. Not late on the understanding of God to be able to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it. You know, wisdom for excellence. Wisdom to break through. Wisdom to trust. Wisdom to know what time to say. To know what next to do. Wisdom of God. Yes. From any part of the world from where you are joining on right now, please lay your right hand on your head. Lay your right hand on your head and ask God to impart wisdom to your life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ask God to impart his supernatural divine wisdom, divine knowledge, divine understanding, in his many memory and infinite faith. Let us go to impart our wisdom to us now. In the name of Jesus, yes, everybody begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Ask God to impart our wisdom. Hey, Rika Baba Yaba Sakata. Ye blondo, ye blondo, ye blondo, ye blondo. Show us divine wisdom on that Sunday. Excellent spirit, yes, in the name of Jesus. Ask God to impart that anointing, that grace, and that mercy upon your life right now. In the name of Jesus, hey, they will stand that. I need it, Lord. I need that wisdom. I need that supernatural divine wisdom. Divine knowledge and understanding of God. I receive it. In the name of Jesus. Hey, they will stand. Yanduru bloguduru. Iblanda, 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 Iblanda. Yes, something is happening already. God is a party. God is a party. Yes, if you have your anointing on here, I want you to take a drop of faith. God to impart the supernatural divine anointing, anointing of wisdom, wisdom of God, knowledge and understanding. Yes, receive that anointing, that anointing, that anointing, that anointing, that anointing, that anointing. In the name of Jesus, the power to excel above all the kings of the earth. Yeah, the wisdom for excellence. Wisdom to prosper. Wisdom to breakthrough. Wisdom to make it in life. I mean, wisdom of God. We receive it, we receive it, we receive it. Yeah, now God will pass into your life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. La ba ba ya ba da da bla da da. Yeah, let God impart that wisdom to you and your family, your children, your husband, your wife, your mission. Ask God to impart it, to impart it, to impart it, to impart it, to impart it right now. Hey, blah, blah, God, I receive it, Lord. 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 Wisdom, money, understand. I receive it, Lord. I receive it, Lord. I receive it, Lord. I receive it, Lord. The wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God to excel this year 2024. We shall be above and not denied. We shall be the head and not the tail. We must all prosper, be in good health. Even as our souls prosper. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God is sending somebody with a pain in the ear, a problem in one of your ears. Receive that healing right now in the name of Jesus. Those ear problems be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Father, pray. Glorify me. Come on, Father. Praise, glorify, yes, me. I'm so able, all the rest is conversation, all right. When I go, I'm going to be God of God. So I'm sorry, praise, glorify, yes, me. So I'm sorry, praise, glorify, yes, me. I'm so able, all the rest, it's conversation, all right, when I do that.
Please forward these messages to everyone you know. Even if you just keep tweeting
it out, share it, let it go around and bless the whole world. Many people don't have wisdom yet. There's so much foolishness. Foolishness and stupidity all over the place. They need to have the wisdom of God. Be alive. So I want you to share this message, email it, text it, spin it out, let it go viral, and let these people receive impartation of God in their life. See all abundantly. In Jesus' name, praise God. I will say, God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whosoever prays, glory to God. Look to what Father prays, glorify his name. And so he will order it, keep from forsaking the rain. We like show the service song.